Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God's favor. We're your friends.
Greetings, and welcome again to the Sunday broadcast. I remember Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we do have a great discussion this morning, of course. We're going to be discussing the incidents that has happened this week, of course, that has been discussed all over the world, which is the Muslims killing in New Zealand, in the mosque in New Zealand. As we know, there were two mosques involved, and quite a few Muslims were killed and injured. So this morning, our discussion will be centered around Muslims and Muslims that were killed. And, of course, we want to hear your take, your intake. Push that number one button, show up, and let us hear from you. The Muslims are killed because they refuse to worship a white God. In New Zealand, about 50 Muslims were killed while praying their biggest prayer, their Juma prayer. The enemy of Islam, who went into two mosques and killed and wounded these Muslims, and is an instrument of the Satan. The Satan does not want the Muslim world to come back to the true way of Islam that Prophet Muhammad taught 1400 years ago, because in the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Allah says those Muslims were the best generation of Muslims. And for the Muslim today, this is a wake-up call, because we as Muslims in this world must realize that this world is Satan's and his people's working ground. The battlefield of life. Most Muslims have turned away their spiritual way of life, turned from their spiritual way of life, and are imitating the lifestyle of the disbelievers of this world. Well, Muslims, I would like to say to you all the world over that Allah has power over all, everything in the heavens and on earth. And nothing can happen in the heavens and on earth without Allah's power and permission. So Allah permitted this to awaken the Muslims to the realization that we are being attacked by the enemies of Islam, because the Muslims have forgotten that Allah will not protect you just because you say, "I am a Muslim." They have let down their guard and have gone away from practicing the Quran and Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. So as you can see, people, we have a powerful discussion for you, and you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, and you will be welcome to join us. We want your comments, but right now you want to sit back and listen as we hear from Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Excuse me, my little horse. Excuse me. Yeah, I apologize, Audie. I'm a little horse. But I greet all of you all this day that Allah have given us. I said yesterday to many people, I say, we speak to each other, and then I say, Allah has given us another day to get it right. And one person said, "I really like that." And most people, Muslim, Christian, whatever they may be, they act as if though they're going to wake up. They act as if though they got the day set out playing for what they're going to do, and things going to happen just the way they want it to happen. And Allah says, before I go into this topic in prayer, he says, because this is prayer, Allah, the creator of everything in the heavens and the earth, he say, man, people plan, and he plans. And he say he's the best planner. He also said people propose us to do this, to do that. But he said he's the one that determines whether that's going to happen. He's the disposer of all affairs, not people, not no president, not all you people and gens in this world have no resistance against the power of Allah. Allah's power is irresistible, and all his creation submits humbly to him. That is his creation that's in accord with his will, which is good, all good, and it's all just. And the world we live in, Allah created for justice and goodness. His justice and goodness. This means want for your brother what you want for yourself. So if those people, that man that killed those Muslims and wounded those Muslims understood Islam, if the Muslims were out teaching Islam, living Islam, and not afraid of the enemies of Islam, then maybe, just maybe, Allah's the only one to know that they may have not got killed. So I'll start off with prayer and then we'll continue on because I got a lot to say today. First of all, we'll start off with the prayer, which is Allah called the mother of all of his revelation, the Quran. And he called it the often repeated ayat and the grand Quran. So Allah saying that Fatiha covers almost everything he's saying to us in the Quran. He's saying you read the Fatiha, you'll understand if you're sincere the whole of the Quran. Okay, let's have that clear, and that's a fact. So we say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Arrahmanirrahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. What we just said, people, those of you who don't understand the Arabic language of the Quran, is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, Allah, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I hear a number, see a number, somebody's trying to reach me, but I can't get off the phone to get them. Maybe they'll come on. This is one of the guest speakers. He speaks too. But to continue on with the talk, this was a major tragedy, you know. But at the same time, always people remember when Allah bring about a great tragedy, there's a great good coming right behind it. Allah say, with every difficulty, there's relief. So is relief coming? But most Muslims in this world, today, they think that we are supposed to be able to just, the world just going to change, and just because we got Muslim names and we wear Muslim clothes and we go through the rituals of Islam, that's going to change the world. And they ain't putting in no work, no da'wah. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he and his followers 1,400 years ago, they were on foot. Not only them, but Allah said, all his prophets and messengers, peace be upon them all, they walked on foot. They was out in the street. A lot of them got killed just for trying to take the goodness of Allah to the people, like the sincere Muslims today are doing, like myself and the sister on the radio program, the co-host, Sister Isra. So, most Muslims think we ain't supposed to get no opposition. If you're in a fight, okay, say for instance, the people that like boxing, I'm a martial artist myself too, and I have had martial art tournaments. And when I was in the tournament, if I didn't fight back, it was an easy victory for the man that whoever was fighting me, easily. They easily beat me, would have defeated me. But no, I fought back. Now, I'm going to give you another example. When you got bullies and oppressors, when I was growing up, everybody was scared of the bullies and the oppressors, even in school. I was scared of them, everybody. And they would take our money. They would take our food, our lunch. A lot of times we would go home hungry, and we wouldn't tell our mother, you know, we were scared. The bullies was going to beat us up. So, you know, and then three incidents. When I was in elementary school, junior high school, there was two bullies in elementary school and one bully in junior high school when they had integrated the schools at a white school, so-called white school we went to. This one white guy, he ruled the whole school, big white guy. We was on the football team together. I was scared of them, everybody. The blacks were supposed to have been so tough now in them days, but they were scared of them too. All of them scared of them, and he would take their cigarettes, money, and stuff. So guess who had to be the one Allah blessed to stand up to the bullies, even though I was scared of the bullies? And Allah do say in the Quran, he's going to test us with something of fear. He didn't say he was going to make us fear the unbelievers or fear anything. He said he was going to test us with something of fear, meaning that you're going to go through this world and it's going to be our time. You're going to fear certain things. But if you got faith and trust in Allah, Allah said he will protect you. Allah is the only protector. Evil is no protection. Evil is out to destroy the human soul on this battlefield of life, as the sister said. Most Muslims think they are now are acting like they're already in heaven, that Islam has already been established in this world. So far from the truth. And this is most Muslims. They walk around here, excuse me, and they act like, everything is going to be all right, and they ain't doing nothing. Now, I'm going to give you an example of what I'm saying, too, another example. Thousands of years ago, the Creator, Allah, the one Creator of the heavens and the earth of all people and all beings, he sent the angels to destroy, two of his angels to destroy this wicked city. Even though this is for us, it's not for Allah. He's all known. He asked the angel, say, is there any Muslim in that city? And the angel says, one Muslim family there. And Allah said, the evil conditions haven't got any better since that one Muslim family been there. They said, no, the things evil has gotten even worse. Allah said, when you go back to destroy that city, them wicked people in that wicked city, start with the Muslim family first. Destroy them first. They got the truth, and they won't take it out there to the people. If they had took my truth out there to the people, somebody would have changed. Somebody could have benefited from my truth. How people going to benefit from the truth? And Allah say this in the Quran for you Muslim too, because this ain't just a tragedy. You need to learn why this happened. He say to all Muslims throughout the world, do you have my book, The Clear Truth, for everybody in the world, and you enjoying on the world right conduct from my book, the Quran, and yet you study my book, and you won't even practice obeying my law, my moral laws in my book? Yes, sir. Do you not understand? Do you not understand, Muslims, that Allah is not going to allow you to use his truth, you know, to fake and play with his truth like, you know, you're a follower of Allah and Prophet Muhammad, and you out here misrepresenting Islam, doing the same evil things that the ungodly people of this evil world is doing, and think Allah going to protect you? Now, the Imam talk five that the masjid here where I'm at in Muslim Salem, just about praying for the Muslims and their families and all, and he didn't talk that much about, and I'm not saying nothing negative about the Imam, but the Imam didn't emphasize Why do we think this happened? And the sister and I was talking about that today. It's a major and a final wake-up call for the Muslims throughout the whole world to stand up against oppressors like Donald Trump and all the other oppressing governments throughout the world, because they're all working as one. And they are called the United Nations of Evil. Even the term FBI means Federal Bureau of Iblis. Federal Bureau of the Devil. Iblis is the devil's name. FBI. Federal Bureau of Iblis. And this bureau consists of all the governments in the world. So since Donald Trump was allowed by Allah to be put in there, Allah allowed him to be put in there, and Allah allowed him to, his evil followers to start really coming on out. Because, see, Satan knows Allah. Evil knows Allah, and evil fear Allah. So evil's attack is not on the truth. The evil's attack is on the human being's soul not coming into the truth, the real truth, and not truth mixed with falsehood, like the devil got, Satan got in the Muslim world, Christian world, Jew world, just world of people. I just mentioned those three major religions. No, uh-uh. We all have jinn as people. Our jinn is just like the devil. The devil, Satan, is called the jinn, the chief jinn. And jinn means evil spirit. See? And most people don't realize, Muslim or non-Muslim, I want you to know today, all of us have an evil spirit in us. We have a jinn. And this jinn is what causes us to do wrong, like to do wrong things, wicked things, evil things. And if we don't understand that we don't have any help against our own evil jinn, not the devil, our own devil, our only protection is Allah, our creator. Now, I'm not saying that all of those Muslims or any of them that got killed or wounded were bad Muslims. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm only saying that Allah, he uses good people to sacrifice just to wake up the bad people or the ignorant people. So it's a lot of good people that lost their lives for us to wake up to the real truth of Islam in America. One of the greatest ones was Imam Wahiuddin Muhammad, the son of the late Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And yeah, I call him honorable. Both of them was honorable. And I want to speak on him briefly, too, before I start my portion of the talk right now. Back during the Nation of Islam, about 80 years ago, it was started by a man by the name of Elijah Poole. Then when the man Fahd Muhammad came from the east and gave him the name Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, this man started what was called the Nation of Islam, what Minister Farrakhan is still say he carrying on today. But anyway, this is the point I want to make. They protected the women. They had guards at the door. And even J. Edgar Hoover was the head of the FBI. He had so many people, leaders assassinated, Martin Luther King, Jeff Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, all of them. And had Malcolm X assassinated too. Yes. Now, why am I saying all of this here? I'm saying that there are evil forces in the government to destroy the human race, and they represent the head of the devil. And if you can't see this, people, why, you're spiritually dead. Today you need to spiritually open up your heart and open up your souls and realize that, and not just Muslims mainly, but in general people, because here in America, a guy named Timothy McVeigh went in the FBI building in Oklahoma City. I ain't forgot. And he blew up that building. There was all kinds of people. Okay, they say the Muslims blew up the two World Trade Centers in New York. At that time, the tallest buildings in the world, right? It was all World Trade Centers. It was all people in the world there, right? So we can see that we're in a war of people that is evil. And the world ain't going to get no better, Muslims, until you obey Allah, practice Islam, stop talking Islam and doing the haram, the forbidden things. Because that's what most of you are doing. And also most of you, the reason things like this is happening is because the enemy don't see Islam as no threat. Why? During the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad, they seen Islam as a threat because they were living what? They didn't fear to die for their faith. And they lived good moral lives. And even then, even the enemies of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, prayers and peace be upon him, they didn't even trust each other with their wealth. They loved materialism like this world today, most people. They made material things their gods. But they would trust their gods, their wealth, with Prophet Muhammad, even though they were trying to kill him for his the faith of Islam, like they're doing today. Tried to kill me too, but they ain't got power over life and death, only the Creator. They trusted that man with their money. I got enemies down here in North Carolina. They give me money. I'm in. I go out doing ministry. Dower. They give me money for the products before I even give them the products because they trust me. And they don't like Islam, but they trust me. So I thank Allah that let me know I'm following the guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah, the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and Allah's protecting me. And I wear my Muslim clothes even after 9/11. They say Muslims done that killing, which we know the truth. The truth about that, those of us that know the truth know that it was not just Muslims. It was the United States government in cahoots with ungodly so-called Muslims that did that to start a war, because they start wars so that they can do what? Go and take people's wealth from them, the rich. Take people's wealth from them. They went over there and took the wealth from Saddam Hussein. They started something. They didn't find no nuclear weapons over there in Iraq. They lied, the United States government, just so they could go over there and take that oil. They've been doing this for hundreds of years, thousands of years. You think they changed? No. You found out, Muslims, didn't you? So, Muslims, you need to start fighting. Allah says fighting is good for you, Muslim world. He said, even though most Muslims don't like fighting, he said, but I know and you know not. I know what's good for you. And I know, Allah, fighting is good for you, even though you don't want to fight. He said, if you don't fight, you die. You don't get spiritual life. And if you ain't willing to fight for your spiritual life, you will not have a spiritual life. Allah will not give you a spiritual life. You will remain spiritually dead in this world. And when you leave this world, Allah say, your destination is hellfire. Assalamu alaikum for now.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, Reality of the Creator. And as you can see, he is going strong today in the discussion for today, which is definitely a timely and needed discussion. But the discussion, the issue at hand that so many people are concerned about today, and that's the killing of the Muslims who were at worship at Jummah. Jummah. So we are taught one thing, that when you're killed at Jummah, you go, I believe you go directly to Jannah, to Allah.
Yeah, that I believe that is true, sister, that they did say that. I'm glad you mentioned that. Also, Jummah is the day of judgment.
Yes, yes it is. Yes, sir. So we see that this world we're living in, as Imam Shahid Shabazz has said, it's very serious times, and people, we have to become serious with those times. We can't keep lollygagging around trying to socialize and pretend that everything is all right, if everyone is good as nice now, and this is the heaven. We are living in the heaven here on earth. No, we're still in the hell worse than ever here on earth, and every day Allah is giving us signs and showing us that we are not in the heaven as we think we are in here on earth. because we are not following his will. We are think we are pretending to be Muslim. But we have gone astray from the right path, from the Quran and from the teachings of Prophet Muhammad and Sunnah. Muslims today are doing their own thing, so to speak, and laughing and pretending that see the good, see how we get along, because we can do things this way. We don't have to do them that way. Yes, we see all right, don't we? As Imam Shahid Jabal says, this is a wake-up call. When you throw away the book of Allah behind your back, once the truth comes to you, you then choose to do what harms you, not what profits you. You follow the falsehood of those of the world, the lies and deceits of this world that is given to you, so that you will follow the evil of this world and deny the good that Allah has given to you. So therefore, people, what's happening? We have learned from this world that what we see is discord is going on. So nothing but discord. They said that this crime is done by the white nationalists, those who hate Muslims, blacks, and Jews, and other minorities, and they don't feel like they should be living on the earth. So they said it was a group for them. And on the other hand, crimes that are done, they say, are done by ISIS when it's done to them. So we began to blame one another. We're sowing discord between each other instead of learning how to get along with one another. We keep the evil going. And therefore, the evil results is what happens, the killing of innocent lives, taking innocent lives and all, because we want to do things our way. And we want to blame one another instead of looking at the reality that we are all to blame. We have gone straight from the right course and the right way that Allah has given us to live. Now I will see we have some guests here, and I don't want to hold them. We have a 336409, and I mean, do know who that is. Assalamu alaikum, our beautiful brother. How are you today?
Wa alaikum salam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, sister, alhamdulillah. I pray that you and the brother Imam Shahid Shabazz are doing well. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, thank you, sir. We are, and I hope this for you. And you know, I did it yesterday. I do it all the time. I ain't going to never stop.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, brother. Alhamdulillah, man. Beautiful message, man. We definitely pray, you know, that the people who died at their Jummah service, that Allah blesses them with the highest level of paradise and forgives their sins. You know, it's a beautiful way to go, to be able to die.
It sure is.
Friday is the day. Friday is our day. It's our highest day, best day of the week. And we know
right.
that the Day of Judgment will start on a Friday, like you said, on
yes.
Jummah. Yom Kiyama will start then. But to pass away on a Friday is a blessing. To pass away in the masjid is a blessing. To pass away while you're offering the Jummah prayer is a blessing. So,
that's right.
You know, this fool, you know, whoever did his deed, and, you know, more information will probably come out. And I wouldn't be surprised who he's involved with or what groups he's involved with when that comes out, because, you know, nobody knew who killed Martin Luther King or who killed Malcolm X. But, you know, as things come out, you see the plot thickens, you know, and it's more involved with than just somebody was angry. You know, it's usually some bigger conspiracy nonsense going on. So those people, we pray that Allah blesses them with the highest level of paradise. And we know that dying on a Friday in the prayer is a good way to go. You know, if you're going to go, that's a good way to go, you know, and we pray that Allah blesses them with the highest level of paradise and forgives them and forgives us. And it reminds us of how easy and how close death is. Nobody going to their prayer service, whether you go into a Muslim worship service or a Christian worship service or a Jewish worship service, when you go into, you know, cleaning up and putting on your nice clothes and going to your prayer service, nobody's expecting to die there, you know. You know, you're expecting,
right.
You probably got plans on what you're going to eat afterwards and what you're going to do after you get out of there. And, you know, death is right there. I mean, and that's a reality for all of us. you know,
that's
and
right.
to have the information that we have and try to keep it to yourselves or to practice it the wrong way. I know a young man going into rehab because he was, you know, addicted to these opioid pills that is the new craze now. You know, in my day, it was crack and heroin and things like that. You know, before crack, it was heroin, and now it's opioid pills. And when he goes into that rehab process, they don't want him to talk to anybody for 10 days or 2 weeks, just because talking to the wrong person can make you backslide, can make you, you know, want to go use again or, you know, mess up your recovery track that you're on. And then after that, he's going to be in for another 20 or 30 days in a program just to make sure that he could handle, you know, some of the situations that come at you when you're out here living your normal life. And I equate that to Al-Islam because you can't just, I mean, there's so much in this dunya, there's so much in this society that's pulling you away from God, that's pulling you away from the correct understanding of your Lord and your Creator, and pushing you towards the incorrect understanding of your Lord and Creator. And that incorrect understanding of your Lord and Creator can mess you up. It can take you away from paradise, and that's where you want to go. If you're going to believe in your Lord and Creator, you want to go to paradise. But there's so many things that could throw you off track. You know, when your faith is weak or when you don't have a correct understanding of your religion. So it's so important to protect your religion because nobody's promised tomorrow. I mean, I'm sure there's people out here who read the Quran and may not have a correct understanding of the religion, might still think it's okay to pray to Santa Claus to bring him a gift or pray to their dead grandparent that's up in heaven looking over them and, oh, you know, protect me or... You know, some wrong understanding of their religion that is tantamount, or compare it, you could compare it to shirk in our religion or compare it to blasphemy in other religions. So you need to have a good understanding. And when you're blessed with an understanding of Islam, which is basically a submission to your Lord and your Creator, where I'm not doing this for me, I'm doing this because I understand that this is pleasing to my Lord. When you're blessed with that, when Allah blesses you with that to do things to please Him, that's a blessing and a mercy. God doesn't have to bless you with the ability to worship Him. But if He blesses you with the ability to worship Him, you need to have a full understanding of how blessed you are and carry that out to the best of your ability and share it with anybody who will listen to you. Okay, and share it with anybody that you can, because that is a blessing that one out of 1,000 is going to have. And our day could be right around the corner. We may not make it to the end of this show. You know, you don't know when your last day is going to be. So, you know, alhamdulillah, it's always, you know, a pleasure listening to the show and hearing the reminders that come out the show from you and the sister who share so many small jewels of knowledge. And we pray that Allah, you know, forgives us for any mistakes that we make, and we pray that He accepts any good deeds, and we know that the correct things that we say and do come from Him. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much, Brother Imam, for those words about wisdom, hikmah, with wisdom of Allah, the Most High and the All Knowing. I just want to say to that effect, this is Surah 17 in the Holy Quran, and Allah is speaking about the evil and the hatred of the Satan, the against mankind, and what brought about the fall of our mother and father, Adam and Eve. All people, mother and father, fell from the guidance of Allah because they listened to the deceit of the devil, and he's still deceiving people today. They have not learned from what happened to our mother and father, as the law said in the Quran, and they're still listening to his deceit. What is this, his deceit? How can he deceive you? He know Allah created us with the nature of good. So if you created with the nature of good, the only way you can be deceived by somebody evil, they got to pretend that they're good. So they got to mix their evil with their good so that you and they put good out there, even though behind the good is evil. It's just like biting into a good old apple. It looks so good and shiny. And, man, that used to be one of the most contestable things or hateful things I wanted to see how I liked to eat. And bite down into an apple, and it's so pretty on the outside and rotten on the inside. So what Allah is saying here is very important. He said arrogance, jealousy, spite, and hatred were the cause of the fall of Iblis, or the devil, Satan. Allah say he have given mankind, humankind, preeminence, that is dominance, above much of his creation. And Allah say man and woman owe higher responsibilities to him. Allah say man and woman should give thanks every breath they take for Allah's mercies, which you can never count, and remember the day of judgment. Allah say not all the scheming and planning of evil will defeat his righteous plan to protect his chosen ones. He say they should pray without stopping and seek Allah's true guidance. For Allah say his truth will last, but falsehood will perish. Also, in my conclusion at this time, Allah says, don't think of those who are living a true Muslim life when they get killed any kind of way as dead. He said, no, they are not dead. They are still living, though the people in this world perceive it not. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. We thank Allah, he's coming on strong with the discussion today on Muslims killed because they refuse to worship a white God. Yes, people, we all know about the killing of our brothers and sisters over in New Zealand who were at Juma prayer at the time. And this is terrible and horrific. But we know that this is the time that we're living in and the mentality that is being allowed. We are living in Shaitan's time, Satan's time, as the man Shabazz has said. And this is the time that he's determined that he's going to capture all the people. And his evil will exist over the righteousness of our Creator. So as we can see, these things are happening as proof of that. We don't want to believe. We want to think that, oh, that's not just a lot of talk. But now we can see that there's action behind this talk. It's not just talk. It is the truth. And now we have another guest on. You know, this guest, too, I believe, is our other beautiful brother who is from Durham, North Carolina. It's 919-717-2047. Brother Larry, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Holloway.
Yes, like I said,
how are you today, beautiful brother?
Yes, it's great to hear you all this morning, giving some words of wisdom and guidance, and so it's great to hear you, and I'm glad to be on to acknowledge the the message. A lot of times I like to give opinion. I'm not a study of the Quran as the imams are, and that's one reason I like to listen and inshallah be guided by message that Allah has blessed and the teachings that he has blessed the imam to help to guide us and to lead us in his way. But in my opinion, as the imam had mentioned earlier about what a better way to go on a Friday at Jumar and service to Allah, the enemy, we plan, they plan, but Allah is the best of planners. So with this guy, that I don't know what his mindset was or his thought was, or whatever he chose to have his motive of that was, but isn't it a blessing that, as the brother said, on a Friday in Jumar, that what a better way to go what have this guy think that he has accomplished by doing this at this particular time? Isn't a lot wonderful? And so, because we all have to go to meet our maker, but as the brother has mentioned, and it brought to my mind, I'm glad he mentioned that, yeah, what a better way to go and the time of that and service to Allah. So, I just wanted to, thank the brother for mentioning that. And my prayers and thoughts go out to all the Muslims throughout the world. And, for Allah, it's most merciful. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, Brother Holloway, for those encouraging words and words also of Imam Abdul Kareem in mentioning that, because that's why we have talk shows, so that we can relate what Allah has blessed each of us with to share, to show us the way and strengthen each other on the path, his Sirat al-Mustaqim, his straight path. So I'm glad the Imam mentioned that also, because, I can't remember everything. That is so beautiful, and he's right. It is Islam, it's Quran and Sunnah, that if you get killed worshiping Allah in the masjid and on a Jummah prayer day too, you die a martyr. You go straight to Jannah, heaven. You won't be judged when it's time for resurrection and judgment. The second trumpet is sound for us to be judged at the resurrection and judgment day. They will not be resurrected. They'll already be in paradise in heaven with Almighty Allah. What a wonderful way to go. I hope I go that way. I don't fear death. But this is something I want to share also with you all from the Quran. And I hope you all listen at this and give this as much thought as what we are saying, and I prayed to Allah that what we would say would be coming from His truth and not from my own selves. Allah said in His book, the Quran, in the 16th surah or chapter, Allah said His truth may come in stages, but Allah said His truth gives strength, guidance, and glad news. And He said His truth should be held fast. Hold on to His truth once received. Allah say, be not like those who get puffed up with pride in material things and scorn Allah's truth. Allah say, enjoy the material things of this world, but give all praise and thanks to Allah and obey His moral law. Allah say, be true in faith and proclaim His truth with gentle, patient wisdom. For Allah is with those who live in self-restraint, a pure, good, and righteous life. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. And as you can see, today's discussion, very strong discussion. Let the people see and understand what we as Muslims are like to live and how we perceive death and life and how we perceive justice. In the calls like this, I was just reading the Quran. I've been reading Quran for a while here, and choosing some ayats that were necessary to at this time. And the one was from Surah 2, ayat. It will be say verses that they call it in the Bible. It's 152. And say not to those who are slain in the way of Allah, they are dead. Nay, they are living, though ye perceive it not. Be sure we shall test you with something of fear and hunger, some loss in goods or lives, or the fruits of your toils. But give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere, who say, when afflicted with calamity, to Allah we belong, and to Him is our eventual return. There are those on whom descend blessings from Allah and mercy, and they are the ones that receive guidance. So this is what we must understand, that unfortunately were the ones that were did the murdering or the killing, they didn't realize that actually even though we don't see death as being evil, we see it as return. We all must die. And it's a way to be returned. And in this way, he blessed these people to return to go directly to Jenna as martyrs. And so they had special blessings. And even though it hurts us to have any of our relatives leave us at any time on this earth, we're enjoying one another's company here. We do know that we must return to our Creator. And certain ways that we return to Him are better than other ways. We receive certain blessings that we don't receive otherwise. And so this was not, even though it's evil in its intentions and evil in the way it was done, it was not as whoever it was, but they had done something to laugh and talk about and say, now see what their God will do. Because they lack understanding. They lack understanding. And they are the ones, the relatives of these people, their parents and mothers, their fathers and uncles and all, they know that they are in a better place. Even in the Christian religion, they tell you that you're going to a better place if you live a good life on earth. So it's not the physical. It's the souls. Even though the physical body will be missed on earth, the memory of the goodness of the people will last forever and become a part of the people who were involved with that person. So now we have again, I'm going to give you back to our imam in Winston Salem for another comment. Imam Abdul Kareem.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for that, the surah that you read, the ayat that you read from Quran, because that translation of the meaning is exactly, you know, how we as Muslims take it. That part that you said, you mentioned that while we were in the, when I was in the jail earlier today, we talked about that. And how patience is at that first sign of calamity. You know, one of the brothers wanted to have a more understanding of how calamities can remove sin. You know, how calamities could remove sin, like something happens and you know, it removes sin from you. And we had to help him get the correct understanding, which is why it's always good to be around the Muslims and ask questions to the Muslims, because if you have the correct understanding, it helps you better understand when you go to a difficult situation. Ideally, for a Muslim who's going through a difficult situation, ideally, if he's really, you know, grounded in his iman and he's muhmin or muhsin and he has a strong level of understanding, ideally, in the time of calamity, he's not getting excited. He's not pounding his face or stomping the ground or flipping over the table or kicking a hole through the wall or punching the wall because he's angry at some test or some calamity that Allah has tried him with, because he knows that this calamity is simply a trial. And if you come out of this trial closer to your Lord than you were before the trial, then you were successful at handling this calamity, this trial. You were successful. And that's what we want to be. We want to have our iman to a level that when this terrible thing happens, the first words out of our mouth aren't the words of dunya. Our words are oh Allah, instead of oh whatever else you might have said before you understood who Allah was and what he means to you. You know, when you come up in the streets, you know, your first words are not oh Allah. Something, you lose $100, somebody steals or something from you, you fall down and you hurt your knee. It's not oh Allah, it's oh something else. But when you understand who your Lord is and that this is a trial and your tongue is moist with the words of Allah and your heart is firm, dipped in all your heart, if your heart is dipped in vinegar, when you squeeze it, vinegar is going to come out. If it's dipped in milk, like a sponge, and you squeeze it, milk is going to come out. If your heart is deep steeped into Quran and you squeeze it, Quran is going to come out. Remembrance of Allah is going to come out. So you could be driving down the road at 60 miles an hour and hit a night patch and your car starts going sideways. and you're going to somehow say Allah's name. Because at the time of calamity, you want to have your deen so strong that you could remember Allah. That, yes, the loss of this loved one is going to remind me of Allah. The loss of this wealth, the loss of this whatever material thing it is, this pain that I'm, this loss of health, I'm still going to thank Allah. So the worst thing, the better person I am in Allah's eyes is that when this terrible thing happens to me, this calamity happens to me, I remember him. I worship him. I praise him. I glorify him. I think of the sins that I've committed that he's already, you know, he's still allowed good to happen to me, even though I've committed that sin or I have that sin in my past. I think about it when a calamity happens to me, and I thank Allah. I thank Allah, and I ask Allah to forgive me, even though something terrible is happening to me, because that blessing in that difficult moment comes right at the time of difficulty. It comes right at the time. That's why not even a thorn is going to prick your finger without you getting a blessing from it, without some sins being removed. Just from you getting stuck by a thorn or a paper cut, you don't get a paper cut without Allah forgiving a sin from you. No calamity is going to happen to you. No disappointing thing, no tragedy is going to happen to you without a blessing from Allah, like the Imam opened up, waiting for you on the other side of that calamity. And Imam opened up with that. On the other side of that calamity, there's a blessing. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. After difficulty, there is relief. Surely after difficulty, there is relief. Like twice, there's two eases and one difficulty. So it's at the first sign. There's a sister who had lost her son. And this is in Hadith, and excuse me for generalizing it. She lost her son, and she was incredibly upset. And the messenger saw her and walked over to her, and she didn't know it was the messenger. And he said, "Sister, you know, don't." She was, you know, behaving kind of extra erratic. And Islamically, we know we're not supposed to beat our face and kick and scream like that. So he tried to give her some guidance, and she said, "You don't know what I'm going through. I just lost a son. You don't know what I'm dealing with, you know." And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned around and left, walked away. And then the people came to her after and said, "Do you know who said that?" She said, "No." She said, "That was the messenger of Allah." And she felt terrible. She said, she went to find him. "Oh, messenger, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was you. I was really suffering from my calamity." He said, "Patience is at the first sign of loss." We want to get our iman up to a level that when we first fall and break our leg, we thank in Allah, or we at least mentioning Allah's name, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. All praise to Allah, glory to Allah, Allah is the greatest. We have that, our tongue so moist with it that we could say these things even when the injury first hits us, so that we could get the full reward from our Lord in these calamities. Because like you both mentioned, the host and the co-host, all of these things have a blessing from Allah. All of these difficulties and trials that we go through have a blessing from Allah. And the way the scholars related to us to understand is after this calamity, you're closer to your Lord, and it was just a test. And you're doing well with your test. And may you continue to do well with your test. But if after this tragedy or calamity you get further from your Lord, you stand firmer in your misunderstanding of what your Lord has for you and what he wants from you, you become more arrogant in your ignorance, then this was a trial for you, and you're failing your trial until you come around to the correct understanding of your Lord and what he wants from you. And my mouth is closest to my ears, so I'm the closest one that needs to understand when these difficulties happen that I need to remember Allah and thank Allah for the difficulty, even if I don't understand why the calamity is taking place. But I'm fortunate enough to have the books, to have the Muslims around me to be able to go to other Muslims, share my situation, understand, so I can make sure I have a correct understanding and I'm not out there like a lone wolf by myself thinking I know everything about Islam. When you have a correct understanding, even the worst tragedies, you're going to be able to deal with them. Yusuf, we talk about Joseph's, Yusuf, how he went through, his brothers threw him in a well and said the wolf ate him to his father, and then he got taken out of the well and got thrown in jail, and then he got taken out of the jail, and just things were just going terribly wrong for years, decades, 15 years. His father, look at his father. His father was patient when his sons, his own sons, brought a bloody shirt to him and said the wolf ate him. And he's looking at the shirt and saying, I don't see no teeth marks on this shirt, but I see smeared blood on this shirt. Surely you guys are up to something. Something is going on. He had patience. And not patience for a day or for a few hours, but he had patience for years, over a decade, till his son was returned to him and he understood the full story. Me? I don't know. I don't know at all. You come give me some crazy story on why my son is missing and you show me a shirt and say the wolf ate him and the shirt don't have no teeth marks from a wolf, I might be ready to take off everybody's head. I'm going to be really upset. What in the world? And then after the fact, when your son is returned to you and you find out all the story that happened, these guys are still here. You threw my son in a well. Now the truth is out. I still have to have patience. I still have to forgive you. We may never have that level, like Yusuf's father. We may never have that level, but we need to work towards it. And we need to build our iman up so that when tragedy strikes us, we handle it in a way that pleases Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I just want to say to all of the followers, Brother Iman, because it's very important. Iman in Islam is an Arabic word of the Quran that means faith. So people, Iman means faith. It means that whatever you go through, if you have sincere faith in your creator, Allah, Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, said, whatever way Allah take the life of a true believer, he said that's only a purification from them. Allah is purifying them of their sins. But it's only, the prophet say, if they be patient, like the man was saying, and don't look at it as something bad happening, but just know that I'm being purified and prepared to go back home to my Lord. I have suffered in Islam in this country for going on 45 years. With Crohn's disease, people have tried to kill me, Muslim and so-called Muslim and non-Muslim. They have shot at me with shotguns and guns and tried to kill me in all kinds of ways. But guess what? I had faith in Allah. He brought me through them all. He has strengthened my faith. And now Allah has those same people treat me kind. Because I had faith and patience, trusted in Allah, and kept doing Allah's will, which is good, and kept standing up for what was just and right, Allah's will, and Allah, he brought me through all of those trials. But this is what I want to say, because I know the show ain't for so long, but I want to get this out too. This is from the Quran. This is Surah 2, Al-Baqarah. Okay, and it's some footnotes. It says, Allah, the Creator, say, but those who have passed away, who promise to uphold the law of Allah. Talking about the Christian and the Jews. He said their progeny haven't been found unworthy of Allah. He said their place was taken by new people. Talk about the Muslims looking towards Mecca. A new people with a new messenger, Prophet Muhammad, to bear witness to Allah's divine moral laws, to proclaim Allah's truth to the world, to maintain Allah's symbols as symbols of righteousness, as symbols of goodness, as symbols that lead us to Allah and all his divine good qualities. And Allah say, and we must, as Muslims, believing in him, true Muslim, strive and fight for unity in the way of Allah. So that is very important. And why I said that is because, brother, You, Allah tell you in the Quran, he says, save yourself and your families from a fire whose fuel is human beings and stone prepared for those who reject faith. And he said, by striving in his cause with your person and your good, everything you got, going out there striving in this cause. We cannot fear people identifying us, even in America, a Christian country, as a true believer in this Islamic way of life, as saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. While I'm talking right now, giving this talk, outside of my door, they are disbelievers, and I know they're disbelievers because they showed in their conduct towards me. They are hollering loud and trying to, like they can overdrown the truth. But Allah say no one can overdrown his truth. Allah's truth is what created the world. Allah's truth is what's going to take the world out. Allah is the giver of life. Allah is the giver of death. Nothing can happen in the heavens and the earth without Allah's permission and knowledge. So we must understand this. And I'm glad you brought again out that those beautiful souls, they all went to Jannah. And what better way to go? I've often thought that Allah was going to take me as a martyr, but years, so many years, 45 almost years, this year done went by, and I've been through all of them death threats and shooting at me and everything, and I'm wondering if Allah, he may not want me to be a martyr. He might, this is something said in Islam, and very, very, very important. Allah said to his prophet Muhammad to tell us, the believers, not just the Muslims, the believers, the movement, that the ink of a scholar is more precious to Allah than the blood of a martyr. Okay? Why is that? Why is that? I'm going to let you say why is that, Imam Kareem. Why is that?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, brother. I mean, just when you say, when you speak the truth and you speak something that's coming from Quran and Sunnah, it's very impactful. And the truth is evident to some people, but I'm going to say the truth as I know it from listening to scholars. The blood of a martyr, you have to be chosen by Allah to be a martyr, okay? You're
that's
not
right.
going to just run out and pick some battle and die in it, okay?
That's
it
right.
doesn't work like that.
No,
but a scholar is sharing information and saving people from the fire. And when you give people information and you save them from the fire, you get the blessings for giving them that information. You get the blessings for all the good that they do that brings them to the paradise. And
that's right.
you get that without reducing their blessings at all. So
that's right.
imagine a scholar or imagine some good piece of information any private individual gives. We share information on this show by Allah's mercy that helps 50 people come closer to their Lord. Those 50 people help one person each. All those blessings will come back to that person who gave them that information. So the
That's
scholar
right.
or the person given the correct Islamic information, giving his brother or sister a word to the right that helps them, that guides them to behave in a matter that Allah loves. Because there's always two different ways to behave. I could do something the right way or I could do it the wrong way. The right way is going to be pleasing to my Lord. The wrong way is not going to be pleasing to my Lord. Who cares if it's pleasing to me or not? Who cares if it's pleasing to you or not? If it's pleasing
That's right.
to my Lord, it's the right way. If it's displeasing
That's right.
to my Lord, it is the wrong way. It doesn't matter who
Absolutely.
Else is pleased by it. Okay?
That's right.
So the scholars give information that allow you to behave in a way that's pleasing to your Lord. And if he can give that information to 50, 100, 150 people just through assimilation, he gives it to five people, they give it to five people, they give it to five people, those multiplications of good deeds all go back to him without reducing the good deeds on those other people at all. Whereas the martyr, he tried to take out one person, or one person tried to take him out, and he defended himself and didn't survive the attack, he gets to go to paradise. That's one person in Allah's paradise. Allah's That's paradise right. is huge. Allah's paradise
yes.
is huge. I mean, this universe is constantly expanding. We find new galaxies in this heaven constantly. We're still finding new galaxies. That's just level one of Allah's paradise. I mean, we're
That's
not
right.
even to the second Jannah yet. You know, there's seven
That's
levels.
Right.
We're not even to the second one. So how small are we that Allah, you know, one person, just one, okay, so alhamdulillah, the martyr, we pray for him, we make dua for him, but why do we even make dua for the martyr? We make dua for him that Allah forgives him because we know Allah says if you want for your brother what you want for yourself. So I want that martyr, I want Imam Shaheed, I want the martyr who died on the battlefield, I want these people to go to paradise, yes, because I love them for the sake of Allah, but also I want for my brother what I want for myself. Genuinely, I want to go there too. So I genuinely want that good for you. But that's still just one person. Now what if I can teach 1,000 people how to make wudu, 1,000 people how to offer salat, salatul adhur that's coming up here in 20 minutes, 1,000, I'd get those barakat for 1,000. That's very pleasing to Allah. So it's simple math. It's simple math why the blood of a martyr and the blood of a scholar have, you know, different levels of reward with Allah, with the Lord of the world, you know. And if you could choose one, you know, you would want to be a scholar that's on the right path, that has the correct understanding of your Lord, and has the courage to go out and teach that to people, and the courage to go out and be an example of that to people, because that takes courage. Don't think it's easy.
It takes courage. Yes, it is.
Courage.
Yes, it does.
It takes
yes,
courage.
It
this do. Is not, it's not a game for cowards. It's not a game for life.
No.
You
no.
see somebody walking out there with a thobe and a kufi on giving salams, you give salams and you make dua for the brother. Believe me, I don't go get a piece of chicken from the butcher without him using that sharp knife, without making dua for him that he don't cut himself. You see somebody out there giving dawah, dressed as a Muslim, acting like you make dua for him because that
That's
is
right.
courageous. That's a beautiful thing. You see a sister dressed in hijab out there working, that's courageous. That sister,
yes.
you make dua that she continues to cover, that she continues to behave like a good Muslim sister, because that's difficult. Brothers don't even have that. If brothers had that test, we would lose half the brothers in Islam. If
that's
we had
right.
to
Most
wear hijab or cover or have that, you know, if brothers couldn't just run around and you couldn't tell if they were Muslim or not, so they could be Muslim in this crowd and not be Muslim in that crowd, please, we'd lose half of them. Sisters, they Muslim in every crowd. If they properly covered, you could pick them out from a mile away. May Allah continue to bless our sisters, because that's their jihad right there, covering
it
and
is.
Going around the people. So alhamdulillah,
Amen.
Man. I mean, that's what it is. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
That's right. Wa alaikum salam. Beautiful,
yes.
brother, man. I just want to say one thing quickly. Brother Imam, Allah says, and we can see it with our own eyes, and right here in America, especially, most of the Muslim men in America, they do not wear the Islamic garments, the thobe, the kufis. You cannot tell them apart from the kafir, the kufar, the rejecters of faith. And in their conduct, their moral conduct. You cannot tell most of them as being true believers in Allah and followers of His Prophet Muhammad by their morality, their moral conduct. So, you know, I've been asking people here in North Carolina and other places, especially North Carolina, how many of the Muslims you've seen walking all over North Carolina? I've worked in about 35 cities here with my garments on Islamic clothes like the prophets did. I mean, you throw and kufi. And even after 9/11, a lot of Muslims start, when the World Trade Centers were attacked, they start taking off their clothes. And Allah said it was all right, because Allah can best use you while you're here on earth, like you say, teaching people, then you just dying all of a sudden. You go, so you can't help nobody else. But if you stay around here, you can continue to teach His message. So, you know, some police in Kernersville and Chapel Hill, North Carolina, asked me, was anybody messing with me? They wanted to protect me. I say, I thank y'all very much. May Almighty God bless y'all for being concerned about me, because I know Muslims are under attack now because of what was said about them. And I had no fear to wear my clothes. I said, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die not only acting like a believer in Allah, but looking like a believer in Allah. And Allah said, wear your beautiful apparel, Islamic garment, at every time and place of prayer. And everywhere we are, there's the presence of Allah. Allah said, the whole earth is this masjid, this place of prayer. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast. I remember Shaheed Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. And I want to thank all of you, you beautiful, wonderful guests, for being with us tonight. Notice that there are at least three more guests here that we have not called. I will at least give them a chance in case there is thinking anything that they would like to say. I would give them a chance to do so. Of course, they don't have to express themselves, but we always give them that chance. This number is 419-418-4367. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? As I said, there might be no questions or there might not be any comments that you would like to make, and you don't have to. We just want to thank you for your presence and for joining us and supporting us. But if you do have any questions or any comments, you're welcome to, at this time, give us some feedback. Okay, we're going to the other number here. I think that person just wants to listen. Some could just enjoy listening, as you said, not commentators. They don't like to express themselves, and they're not comfortable with doing so. So we really want to thank them, definitely, for just joining us and enjoying our discussion here. We have a 315-863-9277 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from? Again,
my
I
name
believe
is
Kelly.
My
yes,
name is
wait a minute.
My name is Kelly Jackson, and I'm calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Glad to
have you on, sister. This is a sister that I met out doing dawah from New York City just the other day, and she's a lady of her word. She said she was coming on, and I asked her to just, you know, speak just so, you know, I could let you all acknowledge that, like Imam Kareem said, and the sister can tell you, I don't want no credit. This is my duty. I'm always out there on the battlefield in my heat, my Islamic garments, and I have no fear of death, and Allah is blessing me to reach the whole state of North Carolina with understanding the correct etiquette, manners, and morals of a true believer in the Islamic way of life. This is not a religion. This is a way of life. Because it ain't like the Imam said, but two ways that we can live, right or wrong. So Islam is the way of life, not only for Muslims, but for all people and all creatures in the heavens and the earth. Allah is life. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you, sister, for joining us. May Allah bless you for being a lady of your word, as you say you are. You have proved to me that you are.
Thank you. I enjoyed the word today. Gave me a lot to think about.
Thank you very much. So that's a beautiful sister that we have who's joined us today. We pray that she's enjoying the show and the discussion, and that she's learning something maybe to take with her and let others to know about our show also, sister. We have another number here, and that number is 202-320-2891. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Sister Amatua L. Mathy, Washington, D.C., and I really did enjoy the speakers, and I just wanted to add New England massacre, New Zealand massacre is a learning experience, you know, for all of us, you know. We can grow from it, we can understand it, and inshallah, you know, it's the will of Allah, you know, what can I say? You know, and we have to believe in Qadr. Another point I wanted to make was that, you know, the martyr, it's something that Allah gives us, martyrdom, you know, and surely, you know, the martyrs are not dead in and of
themselves.
Right. And And those markers on the battlefield, we don't know their intentions at all. And it's all about intentions. Some want to be seen as men to say, well, yeah, I fought here and I fought there, you know.
That's right.
But truly, Allah knows true martyrdom, you know what I'm saying? And it's not about show, you know, and trying to, you know, pump yourself up, you know, and get credit for all of that.
That's right. Allahu Akbar. Shukran. That's
right,
absolutely
so
correct.
We got beautiful Sissy here from D.C. area for joining us and giving such a beautiful comment for us to think about. Some beautiful thoughts for us to think about. We thank you. And the Lord bless you and be with you, and we pray you will continue to enjoy the show. So I believe that's all for now. We do have another speaker who just came on, so we need to give that person a chance to hear what the show is all about first. And we really are so thankful to all of you. We had such a beautiful discussion, beautiful show today. And we want to say that before we always want to say what the other person should do or what they're not doing and about their conduct. But people must remember, before we accuse any person, any body of people, or whoever we want to talk about, accuse about what they're doing and all, we have to first do what jihad on ourselves. Check within ourselves and see if we're doing what we're doing. And if we can do all that we can do to follow our instructions, follow Quran, help make this world a better place, and to be reminded to others all the way of life that we should be living by our conduct. So sometimes we don't realize that we can bring all things because of our conduct, because of what we do and how we do and what we say and how we say it. So
that's correct.
Islam is not a learning process, a growth process. And we should always be striving towards perfection, striving to learn more and to grow, improve our conduct each day, become a better person and grow more in our being. And now I give to you, we're going to once more have our imam here from North Carolina, I believe. Let me see if Brother Larry is still with me. I haven't talked to him in a while. Let me see if he has anything else. Let's see here.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother. Yes,
wa alaikum
assalam.
Yes, you give us a great show. But I'd just like to mention as well that, Brother Imam Shaheed and us, we talk all the time. I call him the reminder. He has definitely reached out to me, and you know, for encouragement and teaching me that of the Quran and the Holy Prophet. So I give praise to Allah, but I also Allah wants to thank those and be kind and to those that you know that He sends. So. But I would like to say that because of our age, my age, I've learned and I've talked, Shahid and I have talked many times about the enemy and how we should not love our enemy because they are our enemy. But I don't know. I mean, Allah has blessed me. I say that, you know, over the years, And I was just out of Cleveland, Ohio, this week, and I met such great people there while I was there, and even in the airport and all. And so I've had this heart over the last few days or a week that, you know, and then after this tragedy across in New Zealand, and I want to shorten it up a bit, is that, you know, that we don't know what Allah has in store for us. So as Brother Shaheed has mentioned several times about people that was now respect him and all, and, you know, they could very well have been your enemy. So we have to, listen to Allah and pay attention to things that are around us as well as we pay attention to the enemy. But our fight for the enemy, the biggest one, of course, is inside ourselves. So when we reach out to and look out and see that there are people out there that so-called our enemy, we have to be very careful how we, try to destroy them, because we think that they are our enemy. Because, you know, sometimes we our enemy do become our footstool. So we have to be very careful about how we jump to a conclusion that that's our enemy and we need to destroy that person. So I just like to say, you know, that's what's been coming over my heart here recently, and I give praise to Allah for allowing me to you know, to get to that point that I have to be very careful about who I myself point out that they are my enemy just because they may not be like me or agree with me or even want to harm me in some way. So I have to be very careful that Allah is my protector. And so I just want to, you know, kind of say that. And, you know, for sure, I listen to the imams that, you know, that can give me knowledge of that, which comes from the Quran.
I must address that, sister, at this time, because Brother Larry spoke of me. I must address that. If it ain't but a minute or a couple of seconds. Brother Larry, this is what Allah says in the Quran. You said yourself, you do not study the Quran on a consistent basis like the imams and the scholars of Islam. Well, I'm devoted to the Quran. I'm devoted to what Allah says in the Quran so much. Allah said he made the Quran for those who are devoted to him and striving to practice his message in the Quran every day, easy to understand and remember. So Allah do not tell us to go out and attack our enemies. I did not say that. I said it was enemy. I know, but you got to know your enemy. That man that went in the mosque and killed those people, we wouldn't say, okay, I can love that man. You done said it yourself. How can we love our enemies when your enemy is out to destroy you? No, Allah don't say love your enemy. This ain't Christianity. That's what they teach. Allah said, be kind to your enemy. And he said, if you be kind to your enemy, he will make your enemy become as if they were your friend. So this is Quran. I don't come from myself. And you can come around with me and go with me to North Carolina, and you'll see white people, so-called whites and all races, they just come to me like bees to a honey, flocking to me with love, because I go out with love. Even to my enemies, you can go out and you live the love of Allah, your enemy going to see that love, and you might touch your enemy heart, and they may change. But you can't love your enemy. If I got somebody coming at me with a gun to shoot me, I can't love that person and say, oh, well, they ain't going to kill me because Allah going to protect me. Allah say, trust him. Have faith and trust in him. But tie your camera, use intelligence. You don't walk over there where you see they shooting at. You see them shooting over there and bullets going everywhere, and you're going to walk over there and say, well, I'm going to go investigate because Allah, he's going to protect me. We don't do things like that. That's what I be talking about. I just want to clear that up for all times, not just today. With you and everybody listening, for all times until I die. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alhamdulillah, yes, we can agree to disagree, and we all have understanding. So, of course, I kind of saw it a little different myself as a brother, really, for complimenting you, brother. And he was saying basically what you were saying, but of course we hear things differently, and we should express ourselves in that respect to let the person know how we see a thing. So that's what we're here about. We're here to agree to disagree and to know each other, to express each other, because we are all individuals and human beings. We get things different concepts of the same thing. We do have another guest here now. Let's give that guest a minute first to try to hear some of what the discussion was about. So they have been on here for about 12 minutes, then I'm going to see if they have anything to say. That guest is up. 313-422-3152. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Okay, as we said, you don't have to say anything. We just enjoy having you and your support. We pray that you are enjoying the show and that you are receiving some good nourishment here, some good food, food for thought to take home with you and to strive to live by and to let others know about. So thank you for joining us, even though you might at this time not have any comments. We do have just 3 minutes left here. Bye. It's how time flies when you're having fun. So, yes, we have 3 minutes here, and at this time, I'm going to give Imam Shahid Shabazz a chance to close our show out for today.
Well, you know, first of all, in closing, we want to say that there is no creator. We don't call Allah God. If you turn the word God around in English, it's spelled dog, we will not use that concept for God. Because the creator of the heavens and the earth is not. People have made all kinds of things their God. People have made their husband, wife their God. They have made their enemies, their friends their God. Okay? Their doctors. The only creator is one creator, and that creator is Allah. And Allah means, in essence, in Arabic, one creator. In fact, not only one creator, Allah means the only reality. Ain't nothing else real. Everything else Allah created is only a reflection or a message or a sign that points to Allah's reality unseen. But everything Allah said with us as human beings, we'll soon pass away. But Allah said all that's with him in this unseen world will last forever, go on forever. So I hope Brother Larry in particular got the understanding of what I was saying. If you read, anybody read the Quran, you ain't going to come up with true understanding because Allah's book is perfect. If you translate it in English, any language, it's going to have the same meaning. It's not going to have two different meanings. And yes, everybody got their opinions, but Allah say whose word can be truer than his word. So we, as true believers in Allah, practicing the Islamic way of life, we don't go by our opinions. That's called bid'ah, innovation. We go by only the words of Allah in the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. I'm going to let Imam Kareem close with prayer. And co-host, I would like to speak to you after the program, so would you answer my call? I'm going to call you. It won't be but a few minutes, but it's important. It's business. All right. Imam, would you close out with prayer? Abdul Kareem.
Inshallah. It'd be my pleasure. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I mean, I seek Allah's protection from shaitan, the accursed, and all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the world. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise to Allah, the Lord, the creator of all the world, everything that exists. Ar-Rahman, Ir-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful, the absolutely merciful. Maliki yawmiddin, ruler of the day of judgment, the only owner of the day of judgment. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship. You alone we pray for help. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the straight path. Sirat al-ladhina n'amta alayhim. The path of those who you have blessed, who you've bestowed your grace upon. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdalin. Not the path of those who have earned your anger or earned your wrath or have gone astray. Ameen. Amen.
Ameen.
Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Amen. Wa alaikum salam.
Well, thanks for joining us, and join us again next week at the same time as we bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We pray Allah to bless you with a beautiful day today for the rest of your day, and bless and safe day. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Bye. who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoy the ride. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams.